Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet, Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
With hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy and today I am bringing you a solo non-scale win and Dear DST episode. It is just me on the mic and we are going to do a listener non-scale win. I'm going to tell you one of my non-scale wins. And then we're going to do a Dear DST, and that is going to be our episode. Before we start, I really do have to say I've been thinking a lot about that episode with Claire Bidwell Smith, particularly about grief. That episode was like kind of hard for me, I will say, because, you know, I mean, even the thing that she said within the first few minutes that there's a such thing as unprocessed grief, which I do feel like I have. I will admit that right up front. And it has really led me to wonder, like, you know, I wonder if that is sort of like what underlies some of my, you know, challenges with eating and you know, sort of being sedentary and why I just feel like kind of low energy and in those ways. I wonder if that, if those two things might be related. Okay, so on a different note, let's get into non-scale wins. Hi, Sam and Aileen. As I was writing in my journal tonight about what went well today, I realized I had a huge win. I've been struggling with the weight I've put on since January when my mom was diagnosed with brain cancer and passed away this September. I'm so sorry. Anyway, she says, I wanted to get new clothes for the fall, but kept telling myself to wait until I lost some weight. However, this morning, as I stared into my closet with ill-fitting clothes, I thought enough was enough. I went online and bought some new dresses that I knew I would feel comfortable and confident in. Rather than waiting until my body changed, I embraced my body as it is right now by buying clothes that fit and that I will enjoy wearing. Thanks for helping me realize this win. Love, done with waiting, Betch. You know, good for you. Sometimes shopping like that is the best medicine. You deserve to wear clothes that fit you. The clothes are inanimate objects. The size that you were always back in the day that you no longer fit into, those pants don't exist. They don't have feelings. You, on the other hand, have feelings and your feelings matter. And you not feeling like shit about yourself matters. So forget about the old clothes. Buy yourself something that makes you feel good. You deserve that. The more that you treat your body in the way you would treat someone or somebody that you love, you, I think, will learn how to accept yourself as you are more and more. I have two non-scale wins, one that's sort of related to this one and one, a different one. Okay, so the first one that's sort of related to this is that ever since I have started buying myself clothing that fits my body in sizes that I actually am, when I have that clothing on, I feel really great. I feel like, you know, this is me. This is who I am. I am beautiful the way I am. So what that tells me is that the issue is not me. The issue is the clothing. The issue is that many of these brands don't make sizes or cuts of clothing that fit, you know, above a certain size. So yeah, maybe just something to consider that the way you feel about your body is actually the way that clothing brands are making you feel about your body. Okay, so that was one win that I went to a wedding and I wore an outfit that just made me feel great and it was in my size. So that helped. My other non-scale win was our DST Peloton class. It was so great to see some of you on the leaderboard this weekend. I was really proud of myself that I got out of bed at the hour of 10:30 on a Saturday, and we did our class, and I just felt so amazing after. I was so happy that I was able to do it with some of you and to get to high five you. And it just really felt great. I always am so happy after I exercise that I did it, but yet I find it so hard to motivate myself to do it on a consistent basis. The eternal problem. Okay, well, anyway, thank you to those who joined us. We're going to definitely try to do more soon because they're really fun and they get me out of bed on a Saturday and they get me moving my ass. So thank you. Thank you all for that.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there and I've even made a few purchases from there and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
We're going to do a Dear DST. By the way, just a reminder, if you have any questions that you want my or our guests or Aileen's when she comes back advice on, you can email your questions, your issues, whatever it is, to dst@betches.com. That's also the email that you can submit your listener on scale wins to. Okay, so let's do the email. Dear Sam and Aileen, I started listening to this podcast as a freshman in college when I started my nutrition degree. I'm currently in school to be a registered dietitian, and this podcast has completely changed my mind about the entire field of health and fitness. You guys inspired me to become an intuitive eating dietitian. Wow. I'm writing to you because I need help breaking up with the scale. I've been weightlifting for the past 4 years and focusing on bodybuilding for the past two. Last year, I decided to go through a bulking phase where you intentionally increase your food intake with the goal of putting on muscle. This was a really physically and mentally difficult time for me, but it also let me explore intuitive eating and let go of my old diet habits. This summer, I've stopped bulking and I'm eating more intuitively and started my cutting phase by just eating at my maintenance place instead of adding high amounts of carbs and protein. I've gotten to a place where I'm happy with my body and my relationship with food. The issue is the number on the scale. I remember how much I weighed before my bulk, and even though I'm happy with my external appearance, I can't help but be upset every time I weigh myself. I've tried so many times to break the habit, but I find myself still wondering and get back on the scale. I was hoping you guys had some advice on how to stop obsessing over the number, especially if I'm happy with my current fitness goals and eating habits. Sincerely, bodybuilding betch. Okay, this is a really great question, and I think not only will I say what I think you should do with your scale, which is they think that you need to throw it away. But I think that this points to a bigger hurdle, so to speak, that a lot of people experience with intuitive eating or really just kind of like breaking their diet mentality. And I think it kind of goes back to how we all dieted. Typically, when we've been on diets for whatever reason, whether it's because you're trying to build muscle mass or you're trying to lose weight, whatever reason. Typically, those diets have involved counting. You're counting points, you're counting calories, you're counting macros, you're counting carbs, you're counting whatever it is you're counting. They all involve a relationship between consumption and then tracking that consumption. And as much as, you know, we've all sort of started that diet and it feels harmless and it's like, okay, this is helping me, you know, helping me understand what I'm taking in and you know, what am I actually eating throughout the day? But I think the issue is that over time, those numbers and the tracking becomes obsessive and we start to get value and self-worth by those numbers. So it is amazing to hear that you are happy with your fitness goals and your eating habits. But I think that probably, and you're recognizing it obviously in your email, that being on the scale and constantly feeling this pull to the scale and this comparison with a past number is really hurting you. And that makes a lot of sense that it would, because again, diet culture is all about tracking and measuring, you know, because the other side of the tracking of the food is the weighing on the scale, the measuring of your body parts, the body checking in the mirror, the comparison of different sizes of clothing. And like, look, this human nature, I don't blame you. I blame diet culture for that. You know, I think that has also been something that really helped me become less obsessive over the numbers, is that it wasn't really my fault. We were taught this. This has been reinforced at every level of our lives. In my case, from my family to, like, you know, just societal messaging to friends, you know, peers in school. So it makes sense that you really want to measure and you want to measure up to whatever the standard is, but, or to, you know, your standard, which just happens to be the weight you were before your bulk. But I think it might help to remind yourself how much you've gained from being happy with your current fitness goals and eating habits. And at those times when you do want to weigh yourself, whether it's at the gym or wherever it is, because I think if you get rid of your scale, the temptation will be much less. I think if you let go of that need to weigh yourself and measure by that metric, you will create even more space to be happy with your how you look and your fitness habits and your eating habits. So my recommendation, all in all, is to get rid of the scale. And I can't really think of like any serious benefit to it. You know, you don't need to know your weight every day. I'm sure if you want to know your weight, you can go to the gym and, you know, you can weigh yourself at the gym if you periodically want to check. But I do think having no scale immediately in your home will probably help to break that habit. And then once you have broken the habit, you'll be able to even, and then when you do weigh yourself again, you'll be able to sort of identify, do I like this practice of weighing myself? Because it's not just this like immediate pull. You'll be able to sort of reevaluate whether weighing yourself is a good or a bad thing. And then that will maybe change your relationship with it once you're able to get a little bit more distance from it. So I hope that helped, bodybuilding betch. Best of luck with the scale, the fight against the scale. But I'm really thrilled that you are happy with how you look and with your fitness goals and your eating habits, because that is amazing progress. So, you know, definitely be sure to celebrate that as well. And I think that is it for today's episode. If you have a non-scale win or a Dear DST, email us at dst@betches.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a nice review. It would truly mean the world to me. I can't even tell you, like, I genuinely mean it would truly mean the world to me. Thank you. So thank you if you have done that or if you will do it. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. You can follow me at Sammy. Of course, subscribe to Back for Seconds, Diet Starts Tomorrow, Back for Seconds on either Apple or Spotify. If you want some premium content, some premium episodes, we most recently had Jared Freed on to share some secrets and spill some, you know, some personal stuff on the subscriber episodes. So if you subscribe, you will get 2 extra episodes a month that are exclusive. You will get each episode a day early and commercial free. So you can try that out. There's also like a free trial. So if you don't like it, you can just go back to the regular episodes. But they are really juicy and we get a lot more personal on those. So take a chance on DST Back for Seconds. All right. I think that's it for today. We're always with you through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.